Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. In just a moment, I'm going to dive on in with a special guest, Stephanie Gass. And one of the things I love most about her is that she's rocking a successful business in her pajamas by 2 p.m. that is, a mom bun. You guys know that that's something that I love and am passionate about. But first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Awesome. Welcome, everybody. I am stoked about this. Now, Stephanie is a wife and a mom to two little boys, which I can imagine is a challenge and an amazing reward as well. She is the host of the Mompreneur Mastermind Show podcast. She's a success strategist, and this is really cool. She is a passive income queen creator. Her mission is empowering women to step into their potential and claim the success and the happiness that they deserve. She believes we can actually have it all. Something that I say yes, yes, all the yes to. Stephanie, I'm so happy to have you here today. Welcome.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, Rachel. I am beyond excited to be here and to just pour into your community today. So thanks for having me.
For sure. So one of the things that stood out to me is that you believe that we can have it all. And one of the things that you talk a little bit about is that you are a passive income queen creator. I feel like passive income is something that many people are like chasing, but really struggle to find. Can you share with us a little bit about your journey to discovering what that looked like for you?
Oh yes, absolutely. And I totally agree. I think passive income is the dream, right? Like everybody's constantly looking for how can I work from home and how can I stop the hustle and the grind? And I just want to really make money while I sleep. And we hear this so often, and especially as female entrepreneurs, as mamas, it's something we're seeking. So let me kind of rewind a bit and share how I ended up where I am and the secrets I've discovered. I basically got introduced to entrepreneurship, I think like many women, it was network marketing that was brought to my attention. And this was about, gosh, 6-7 years ago. At the time, I was working in corporate America. I was working 60 hours a week, morning, noon, night. I had the work cell phone. I would go in the dark and like come out in the dark, you know, like this has got to stop. And ended up getting engaged. And that was kind of the moment when I realized, gosh, I'm going to want to have babies one day. Like I'm going to need to figure this out. So got into network marketing, super long story short, I went to the top of that company in 2 years. I was a 1% income earner, walking the stage. I've got the big check. You know, I've got the car bonuses, the trips. I mean, on paper, Rachel, it's like Stephanie made it, you know, she's got it all. But the reality was I was still working 60 hours a week. I truly was. It was lots of networking, so much in-person marketing that was happening. And I was kind of feeling lost and frustrated because I was realizing that for me, that entrepreneurship journey really wasn't passive like I, you know, had thought it was going to be. And crazy enough, you know, whether you guys are God people, spirit people, whatever that means for you, I feel like when we go through kind of seasons, we're able to really grow from those seasons. So I had this really tough season in my life. About 4 years into my network marketing journey, people started to leave and they were looking for the next best company. And I had just had a new baby. I was 60 pounds overweight. I'm like, I was having like an identity crisis. Like, what am I going to do? You know, I don't want to work this hard anymore. I have these babies. Like, and I feel like I just had this moment with my heart and I said, is this really what I want to do? And when I just took a step away from it all and stopped trying to figure out the answers on my own, and I opened my heart to be shown what was next, I ended up meeting with a mentor. And on the other side of that 1-hour meeting, I discovered, or that person helped me discover, hey, what are the things you really love about network marketing? And what are the things you love about being an entrepreneur? And they finally said, why don't you just start, you know, coaching and actually inspiring women and maybe do some public speaking and break away from network marketing? And I thought, oh my gosh, like, what does that even mean? What is a coach?
Yes.
You know, and anyways, basically what happened was when I opened my heart to that, clients started flowing in and I started having all of these great ideas like, oh wow, I can create an ebook and I can create courses that teach women how to market on Facebook and market on Instagram. I can create this book and teach people how to use attraction marketing instead of being weird and spammy and creepy, and it's so epic. And within a couple of years from there, it just really exploded. The podcast was born. And now the beauty of this whole journey is that I recognize I don't have to be just one thing. I can have six streams of income. I can coach and educate and have podcast sponsorships and be an Instagram influencer and have courses. And there's so many pieces of me that I don't have to box this in. And once I opened that door, Rachel, that's when true passive income started to be created, because I was then owning the process. It was my courses, my books, my process, and I was making 100% profit margin from that. And I'm just lit up by it. I absolutely love inspiring women. So that's kind of how I got to where I am today.
That is amazing. So obviously along that journey, there was a lot that was learned about marketing in general. And you just jumped on in and learned a lot of it. Where did you start? Because I know most people are like, what are the first steps? Like, what are the best things I can do to really move the needle? Tell me a little bit about what that looked like for you.
Sure, absolutely. And I think marketing gets a bad rap because people associate marketing with sales. And yeah. So they flip out. They're like, oh no, like I can't sell. All of a sudden it's creepy and weird and I feel anxious. And what if people think I'm salesy? And here, this is where I think that people need to kind of reframe their fears around marketing. Marketing doesn't have to be scary. All that marketing means, ladies, is getting excited and passionate about whatever your mission is. It's not about I sell XYZ. I sell skincare. It's not about I sell coaching courses online. It's not about that, right? Because once you shift it and you're focused on your product, then you're selling. Instead, think of marketing, if you sell skincare, rewind back and go, why am I passionate about this? Is it because it's organic and I'm really excited about all natural products throughout my home? Is it that I love these products are simple? Like, what is it that lights you up about what you do? And then all you have to do is get super excited, super energetic, and start sharing with the world your excitement. Make it about the testimonies and the stories and the successes that work for you. And that is where people start wondering, well, what is it that she's using? And why is that product so simple and easy? And how does she look so flawless every day when she's got 60 seconds to put on her makeup, you know? So I think marketing starts with your excitement and your passion. And that's really where you have to start, by being excited. The second phase of marketing is realizing that you have to add value and teach people something. And I know you guys hear this over and over again, add value, like that. But I know it's hard, because it's hard to, how do I actually tangibly add value? Here's what that means. And at least what it meant for me was, how can I get these people to better their lives in some way with no end goal in mind? It's not, how am I going to sell them something at the end of this thing? It's, how can I truly teach someone something that's underneath this marketing umbrella? So again, let's say you're the skincare queen, okay?
Yep.
How can you teach them something? So for example, maybe this week you have this awesome blog or this awesome vlog or a video or a podcast episode about, did you know these three things could be harming your skin? And you go at it with actual tangible advice for them, something maybe they didn't know, you know? And so you teach them something, but at the end of what you teach them, give them a call to action. Give them the opportunity to learn more about what you market, or to come visit your website, or to join your email list and then focus on nurturing. It's not, I'm going to flip someone today and sell them, which I get it. Like, we all want to do that. But it's, how do I nurture this person so that over the course of, let's say, the next month, 3 months, they get to like me, they like to love my free content, they're expecting to learn from me every week. And when you become repetitive like that, eventually they buy from you.
I love thinking about it that way instead of just thinking of it as like, let's just make a sale. Like, it's just, that's a game changer. And honestly, if anyone's listening and they're like, I never thought of it, like, isn't that so cool? There's so much that's already been like incredibly quotable on this call. So one of the things that comes up when we come up with like marketing ideas or sales is that I think people naturally have objections. They're like, well, this won't work for me because I don't have an office in New York, or this won't work for me because, right, like fill in the blank. But you've proven that this can absolutely work, especially since you've done this as a mom of two, rocking a mom bun, and doing it all while still maintaining, obviously there's no such thing as balance, but kind of a lot of things in your life. Can you share with me a little bit about how you discovered what works in terms of workflows, or like how this lifestyle works for you?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Thank you for opening this door, because I am one of the very few people that you will hear say that I do believe in balance. I actually do. And the reason that I believe in balance is because we are in full control of our lives. From the second you wake up, you have the choice and the intention of what your day is going to look like. And now I get it. Some days we have to be work heavy. Some days we need to focus on spirituality, or we need to focus on our children. But here is the secret, ladies, and maybe men listening. Okay. The secret is time blocking. It's waking up and it's deciding that you are not going to be reactive. I don't care what you do, whether you're a network marketer, an online marketer, a coach, whether you run a blog or a retailer, brick and mortar, you have 1,000,000% control over every minute in your day. You really do. But it's deciding, today is the first day that I'm going to take ownership of my time. And then it's using a system that allows you to do this. So here's what I mean by that. I wake up in the morning and I wake up 30 minutes before the rest of my household. I work from home. I have two little boys under five. I'm married. So really, I have three kids. You know what I mean? And I use my 30 minutes in the morning to map my intention. For example, like today, I know I have this podcast recording. That time is non-negotiable. That's going to go in my planner. It's slated in there. I work out every single day. That time is non-negotiable for me. So I write it in the planner. Then I've got a certain amount of time that I do work or podcast recordings or blogging or social media follow-ups or client meetings. And then I also have evening time with my family. That's blocked. I don't take clients in the evenings, period. You know, I just don't do it. It's almost as if I set these work hours, even though I'm an entrepreneur. My time is valuable. Truly, you guys, I believe that your time is more valuable than any other commodity in your life, even more than money. It's your time. Because if you aren't able to spend your day how you want, and your day doesn't light you up in all areas, you're going to be lacking. You're going to feel frustrated. So it's blocking out the times for everything you need. Now, granted, maybe one day is super work heavy. Just make sure that the next day you've time blocked in. Okay, I'm going to spend 2 hours on this day on whatever, self-care or on focusing on my children, so that you feel really good about the way that you're spending your life. So that's one component of that. Now, the second piece of that is to become an automation machine. I'm sure Rachel can totally attest to this. It's about, y'all, like pre-scheduling your stuff. Okay, if you don't have social media scheduling yet, like get it right away, because that saves so much time. It is batch working. If you're a blogger, like batch your stuff instead of doing it every day. Like, do it, get in the zone, knock it out in one day, and then you've got a month's worth of stuff and you're free to do whatever else you want to do. So automation is massive. And yes, it takes time to learn. Yes, it takes time to implement. and set it up. But once you guys have those things going, and whether that means sales funnels for you or email marketing automation, figure that piece out, because once you've freed up that time, you're going to be able to breathe and time block more other stuff so that you can strive towards balance.
Those things have all been absolutely crucial as I built my business. And I love that you're sharing these, because without them, there's a never ending rabbit trail of all the things that demand our attention. It's impossible.
Oh, yes. I agree.
Without a doubt. So I know there are some people who are listening and they're like, okay, profits that happen all the time. Yes. The ability to time block. Yes. I need to know more about all of this. Stephanie, where can people learn more about the systems that you have in place or about the way that you set up marketing? Because I know that you dive into this a lot more than we could ever dive into in a 10-minute podcast episode. Where can people learn more?
Yes, absolutely. So y'all, the best place to find out more about me, all of the marketing that I offer, I have a podcast as well, is over on my website, which is StephanieGass, and that's GASS.com. And my podcast is called The Mompreneur Mastermind Show. So if you love Rachel's show, you're going to absolutely love my show. It's a faith-based business and balance podcast. And you can learn all things marketing, balance, mom life, like we got it going on. So come check us out. Say what's up on Instagram. And I can't wait to meet you guys.
So great. I'm sure you've loved this episode having Stephanie here as our guest. Stephanie, thank you so, so much for joining me today on Social Media Secrets.
Thank you, Rachel.
All right, everyone. We will see you on the next episode. And be sure to check out Stephanie. She's absolutely amazing and full of energy. We will catch you guys later. Bye. This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.